Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved.
It's June 3rd, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date.
This is Speaker Linda Pauley. It's November 18th, 2002. And here's Jesus. Nazarene, got a great question from Rosa in West Texas. She says, Lord, a friend has been stealing your most wondrous messages and sharing them with me. I wish someone would play them on the radio around here. But this is my problem. When we were first married, my husband was very faithful about going to church. Now we've got satellite, and all he wants to do on Sunday is stay home and watch sports. I've had enough, and have been refusing to give him certain services that a wife gives if he doesn't go to church. My pastor says this is wrong. A wife may never deny her husband these services, even for a good cause. Is he right, Lloyd?
Rosa, your pastor is absolutely wrong. Most men are going to hate me for this, but a woman has every right in the world to deny her husband any services she wishes to deny him if he is not performing his husbandly duties and taking care of his family and seeing that they get to devotions, that they carry out their devotions is part of his husbandly duty. And if he isn't doing it, a wife has every right to use every means at her disposal to get him to perform his duties. Your pastor might not like that, but your pastor is a man and probably doesn't want his wife getting ideas. It is very proper for you to do what you're doing. It's too bad that you have to do this. Doesn't your husband have one of these marvelous machines that can record the sporting events so he can watch some later during the week? I mean, there is all kinds of wonderful things now that make it absolutely easy for a husband to get his family to devotions. Now, really, I don't worry about Sunday too much because it's not the true Sabbath. I really admire that you have the gumption to make your husband do what he should do.
We'll be back after the break.
This is Speaker Linda Pauley. If you've ever been interested in publishing a magazine, either in printed format or online, you'll really enjoy the Book of Zines by Chip Rowe. It can be found online at www.zinebook.com. It contains many fascinating articles on the subject, including an interview with Speakers Gerald and Linda Pauley. Do check it out when you can. I'm sure you'll really enjoy it.
We're back. Alora's busy right now, but I wanted to take this one on myself anyway. We got a message from Philip, a young man in New England. He says, Lord, I am in love with a very beautiful woman in my church. We adore each other and have often spoke of being married, but there is a problem. I am very, very light-complected, and she is very, very dark-complected. My father just left an organization a little while ago that violently disapproves of people of such difference getting married. But we truly love each other, Lord, and many in the church feel that we should get married. Others in the church are against it. What should we do, Lord? Well, Philip, I am a bad one to ask on this subject because I do not really approve of such marriages, though it is not something that I would keep someone out of my kingdom for if they are truly loving relationships. But I feel that often such marriages cause far too many problems for everyone. But if your father has left this organization, he knows that those things that that organization teach are really wrong, and he should not follow them. And if you do marry this lady, he should accept her. I find myself of late recommending such marriages around the world to solve many of the world's problems that have been caused by the races separating themselves, which is something I never, ever thought I would be doing. But it has become necessary because the only way that we can get people back together and get the races back together is by mingling them back together so that the people that came in from other places and took over other people's land will slowly give it back to them by intermarrying with the people from that area. This is a very hard question, Philip, and one that must be answered in your own heart. But if you truly love this lady, marry her.
We'll be back again.